Conclusion. Now that I have come to the end of my book, do I need to explain the title? I chose The Gospel Offer is Free, because that is the truth. The Gospel Offer is free. That is, God in the Gospel offers every sinner everlasting salvation through the work, merit, and person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, promising it to all who repent and believe. God makes this offer fully and freely, commanding all to repent and believe, because he desires all to turn and be saved. God attaches no preconditions whatsoever to the offer. The preacher does not have to ask if his hearers have had this or that experience, or are in such and such a state. The hearer likewise does not have to try to determine whether or not he is sensible. He is invited, commanded to come to Christ at once, and to come freely. The gospel offer is free. That which is said of the National Health Service, I'm speaking in the United Kingdom, free at the point of need, is abundantly true of the gospel. Salvation, of course, was earned by Christ. He paid the price for his people's sin. But it really is free at the point of need. The preacher offers it freely to sinners. Every sinner is welcome. And all who come receive the gift of God's mercy. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. If you should be unconverted, let me tell you yet again. God desires you to turn from your sin, desires you to turn to him in repentance, and desires you to trust his Son for salvation. He takes no pleasure in your death. Christ stands open-armed, ready to welcome you, never turning away any sinner who comes, and that includes you. That which his enemies said in sneering indignation, Christ wears as one of the brightest gems of his crown. This man receives sinners. And so he does. Note well the present tense. Jesus receives sinners still. He will receive you if you come. There is nothing you have to bring, nothing you can bring, nothing you dare bring. Come as you are. Come and welcome. Come now. How do I know all this? Because my master has said it is so. He has told me what to say to you. Come, for all things are now ready. Indeed, he has told me to press you to come. Compel them to come in, he said. But what if you refuse the invitation and never come? Then you shall never taste the supper. Luke 14. So, what shall be my closing word to you? Hebrews 12:25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. If the Jews did not escape when they refused God who gave them his law, how much worse will it be for you if you reject God's offer of mercy through his Son?